Marque says the recent moves by the SPLM-IO, including a walkout protest last Friday during budget discussions in the national parliament, could impact the implementation of the country's roadmap.
This is another way of obstructing the implementation of the agreement. We are being charged of dragging our feet because we don't want the agreement to be implemented and because we don't want to go for elections. This is another way of obstructing the way forward, and this is another way of obstructing movement towards election.
Oyen Nathaniel, the SPLM-IO deputy chairman, who also doubles as the first deputy speaker of the National Transitional Parliament, says SPLM-IO is working to finalize the completion of the command structure of the unified forces.
SPLM-IO, who have been dragging their feet during the pre-transitional period and also during the transitional period which ended, including orchestrating a number of violations of the provision of the agreement. And up to now, we still witness delays in the implementation of security arrangement and other critical provision of the revitalized peace agreement.
Lawmakers from the SPLM-IO walked out during the parliamentary session last Friday, protesting some provisions in the South Sudan's 2023-2024 budget. Some South Sudanese say the decision by the parliament to approve a budget with 400% increase of civil servants' salaries was unfair. Christine Kide, a resident of Juba, says the 400% salary increment is not enough for civil servants who are struggling to put food on the table for their families.
The SPLM members of parliament were not looking at the suffering of the civil servants, because there is no way you will say you will increase 400% with the current rate. And we know very well that every day our central bank rate for dollar is shooting high. So what is the logic? All I am saying is that this particular group of people are intentional to keep the majority of the South Sudanese suffering.
David Ayuel Machar agrees with Kide's assessment. He says a 600% increase of the salaries of the civil servants could help families afford one meal per day.
The most biggest problem that we face in this country that encourages violence is when somebody is unable to bring food to the table for their children or their families. What will they do? They will resort to using powers that they have in their hands. For example, soldiers, they can use the guns to feed their families. So the only way we can do that is increase their salaries.
President Kiir signed the 2023-2024 budget on Monday amid growing rift between the signatories to the 2018 peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu reporting from Juba.